Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, this is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House family devotional reading of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's classic, glorious book and work, devotional book, titled Morning and Evening. This is the podcast. This is episode number 403. The passage of Holy Scripture that God wants us to read this morning, and that Charles Spurgeon chose for this devotional, is Ephesians chapter 1, verse 14, which reads, "Which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. Oh, what enlightenment, what joys, what consolation, what delight of heart is experienced by that man who has learned to feed on Jesus and on Jesus alone. Yet the realization which we have of Christ's preciousness is in this life imperfect at the best. As an old writer says, 'Tis but a taste. We have tasted that the Lord is gracious, but we do not yet know how good and gracious he is, although what we know of his sweetness makes us long for more. We have enjoyed the first fruits of the Spirit, and they have set us hungering and thirsting for the fullness of the heavenly vintage. We groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption. Here we are like Israel in the wilderness, who had but one cluster from Eshcol. There we shall be in the vineyard. Here we see the manna falling small, like coriander seed. But there shall we eat the bread of heaven, and the old corn of the kingdom. We are but beginners now in spiritual education, for although we have learned the first letters of the alphabet, we cannot read words yet, much less can we put sentences together. But as one says, he that has been in heaven but 5 minutes knows more than the general assembly of the divines on earth. We have many ungratified desires at present, but soon every wish shall be satisfied, and all our powers shall find the sweetest employment in that eternal world of joy. O Christian, antedate heaven for a few years, within a very little time thou shalt be rid of all thy trials and thy troubles. Thine eyes now suffused with tears will weep no longer. Thou shalt gaze in ineffable rapture upon the splendor of him who sits upon the throne, nay more, upon his throne shalt thou sit. The triumph of his glory shall be shared by thee, his crown, his joy, his paradise. These shall be thine, and thou shalt be co-heir with him who is the heir of all things." Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and Lord, I praise you and I thank you for what Our ears have heard, our minds have contemplated, our hearts have felt. And Lord, I pray that you'll help us to remember it, help us to meditate on it, help us to live by it until we see indeed the other side. In Jesus Christ's name, we do pray and forsake. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you want to go to the heaven that Spurgeon just got through sharing with us about, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, here is how you can be saved from that awful place called hell and walk with the Lord, if you will, morning and evening until you go to that wonderful place called heaven that Charles Spurgeon talked about. When you die, here's what you need to understand. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. We all have. For the Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty, a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. We have sinned against God. We all are guilty, from the Pope on down, from the Dalai Lama on down, from Joel Osteen, pastor of the largest church in America, on down. We all have sinned against God. You have sinned. I have sinned against God. And secondly, there's a punishment for sin, death. And this is a major punishment, my dear friends. Death is mind-blowing. How these priceless bodies can be walking on this earth and die at any moment. It is a punishment. We die because of sin. We don't die because of the coronavirus. We don't die because of cancer. We don't die because of a car accident. We die because of our sinful nature and our sinful choices. The lies we tell. The lust that we have in our hearts and that we use our eyes to commit against God, the lusting of people, lusting for things, lusting for power, coveting what other people have, being envious of what other people have, the sins of stealing, dishonoring, disobeying your parents, the sin of taking God's holy name in vain, or any kind of cursing that involves his name, or any kind of cursing that you do is against God. Are you convinced that you're a sinner? Are you convinced that you're going to die because of your sins? Your body will be buried somewhere, someday. Your soul will go to hell if you have not believed in the Lord Jesus Christ and called on his name to save your soul. So thirdly, dear friend, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8, in describing hell and describing it in a way to show you how serious it is and how bad hell is, in an attempt to show you the importance of believing in him and trusting him as Savior so that you will not go to hell. He says, Jesus Christ says, by the way, he preached more on hell than anybody in the Bible. He preached more on hell than he did about heaven. Jesus Christ said, wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off. Cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. In other words, Jesus Christ is saying to you today, dear friend, that hell is so bad that you'll be better off getting your hand amputated to keep you away from sin, to get your foot amputated to keep you away from sin, and believe on Jesus Christ and go to heaven crippled than to go to hell with both hands and both feet. That's how bad hell is. That's how bad hell will be for you. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, my dear friend, and you shall be saved. So hell is bad news. Hell is serious. Hell is no joke. Hell is sad news. Hell is bad news, but I have some good news for you. You don't have to go to hell. You don't have to live in a hellacious situation for the rest of your life because of your sins. Jesus Christ can save you from your sins, the pain of your sin, the guilt of your sin, and the eternal punishment of your sin by simply believing in him. For he said these most loving words, the most loving words, the most wonderful words, the most important words ever spoken to mankind. He said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. All you have to do is believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. God so loved the world. Are you in this world? Then God loves you. No matter what you have done, no matter what you're doing, God loves you. So much so, he gave up his only begotten Son to suffer, to bleed, and to die on the cross as the sacrificial Passover lamb of all time to pay your sin debt. He paid it all. All to him we owe. Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for our sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. By the power of God. And Jesus Christ himself says, whosoever, the word whosoever means anybody at any time, red, yellow, black, or white, we're all precious in God's sight. Whosoever. The next word Jesus Christ said is believeth, whosoever believeth. The word believeth simply means, by all dictionaries, to trust in, to have faith in, to depend upon, to rely on. You can't rely on yourself to get to heaven. You can't rely on the Pope to get you to heaven, or me to get you to heaven, or anybody else. Your mama can't get you into heaven. Your daddy can't either. We all stand before God by ourselves. The Bible says it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. And you will give an account one day for everything you did and didn't do in this life before God Almighty. So the wisest thing for you to do right now, dear friend, is to believe on His Son, Jesus Christ. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you, shalt be saved. The next words Jesus Christ talks about is that once you believe in Christ, you will be instantaneously saved from hell. You should not perish, He said, but have everlasting life, and you will be on your way to heaven as soon as you believe in Him. Notice how simple and how easy it is to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and to get saved from hell and to get saved to heaven to be with God in Jesus Christ forever. It's very simple. It's not hard. You don't have to join a church. You don't have to go to some beautiful ornate church with statues and all of that. You don't have to give any money to the church. You don't have to do great work for the church. In fact, none of that will save you. That's why you don't have to do that. The gift of salvation is free, provided by God in Jesus. You owe nothing. All you need to do is believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart to save your soul, and He will save you. And I'm more than willing to lead you in prayer, which should be the expression of your heart to God. For Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says, and you shall be saved. Call on His name in prayer. I'll help you with the prayer called the Sinner's Prayer. Believe in your heart in Jesus Christ that He suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day by the power of God. Call on His name in prayer, and I will lead you in prayer. Repeat the prayer after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Let's pray right now. Get your soul saved from hell right now. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner. And Lord, I admit that I have sinned against You. In fact, I admit that I committed some of the sins that the preacher talked about. And I know that I am guilty, and I know that I deserve to go to hell. Just like a criminal deserves to go to jail. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul. And please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart in Your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world, I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins. And was buried and rose on the third day. Lord Jesus Christ, please come into my heart and save my wretched soul. Fill me with Your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins. And help me to turn from my evil life and to follow You, Lord Jesus Christ, in the new life. For it is in Your name, Lord Jesus, I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ suffered, bled and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day by the power of God, allow me to say to you, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you to grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email us at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you to help you to grow in the faith and be the Christian that God wants you to be. Also, if you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop.